Cheers.
Cheers.
Mind of all, cheers.
Hi, Lester.
Hi, Tammy. That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Radio, and we're here to talk about another cocktail. And you know, it's summer when you see Bell's Oberon hit your local grocer, because that's kind of a summer ritual anymore in Michigan. But you're making a cocktail. We're not just going to sip an Oberon, right?
That's right. And this is not our first Oberon cocktail.
I remembered the other one. It was really good. Yeah.
And it made my hands very famous because we had that overhead video that people could watch of it being assembled. And it got watched some ridiculous number of times.
I have famous hands, she says. Okay. Well, what do we do differently this time with this cocktail compared to the last one?
So this is a riff on a classic cocktail called the Bee's Knees. So this is one of the most famous cocktails to come out of Prohibition. We all know the Prohibition story. The booze was bad, bad, bad. And so when you were using it, you would try to cover it up by having strongly flavored ingredients in your cocktail. So this is just a riff on a gin sour. Think about a whiskey sour, right? So it would have been gin, simple syrup, and lemon juice. But because you wanted to cover up the taste of the bad gin, a Bee's Knees used honey syrup instead of simple syrup.
Okay, that makes sense. A little more flavor there, a little more covering up the bad booze, as you say.
That's right. And so for a
but you're not using bad booze this time, right?
No, I'm using very good booze, actually. But so to make it a Beer's Knees, we're just going to top it off with some beer.
Ah, okay. A Beer's Knees. Cute. I saw you had Michigan honey. Good for you. But you've got a Michigan spirit here, too, as well as the Oberon Ale.
Yeah, this is one of my newest gin discoveries. This is the barrel-finished Peninsula Gin from Grand Traverse Distillery.
Hmm. What do they do with their gin?
So I don't actually know a lot about the basic gin, but this is their barrel-finished version of it. We've talked about Grand Traverse before. We tasted mm-hmm. their rye whiskey a while back and really loved that. So this is finished in their bourbon and rye whiskey barrels after they have used them. And it's just really interesting. This is going to sound like totally weird, but imagine a really nice oak table that's been varnished with lemon pledge, but in the best possible way.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's something I have to... Oh, you poured a little sample here. Okay. Smells like gin.
Mm-hmm, right. Juniper definitely on the nose.
Wow.
Do you see what I mean? Like, it's distinctly lemony.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get that oak flavor, but it's just so easy and smooth to drink on its own.
It really is. It's kind of that oak and lemon.
Lemon oil.
Lemon oil.
Lemon oil. So we, right, we polish the table with lemon oil. How's that?
That's super. That's a better description.
Okay.
No offense to the people who make lemon pledge, you know, but.
Right. So to make the Bee's Knees, 2 ounces of gin, doesn't have to be this one, any gin's going to be great here, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, 1/2 ounce of honey syrup. So that's not just straight honey, because that would just clump up with the ice, but instead it's 2 parts honey that's been mixed with 1 part hot water, just to loosen it up a little bit. And then you take that, put it in your cocktail shaker, shake it up really well, strain it into a glass, and top it off with about 1 ounce, 1.5 ounces of Oberon or another beer of your choice. This is also great with an IPA.
And you've used a garnish of a not just lemon or not just orange peel, but a wedge.
Right. Just like you would put in your glass of Oberon when you were drinking it, as is the traditional Michigan way. But I always like an orange wedge in my Bee's Knees as well. So that's part of what made me think, Oberon would be a good beer to use in a Bee's Knees because it would come together that way.
And you did give it a little squeeze too. You didn't just pop it.
Oh, that's right. You absolutely want that orange juice in there for sure. And you might want to use a slightly bigger glass than I did because I had to do that little slurp before I lifted it off the table because this one definitely filled up.
Well, I'm going to take a taste, and I'm thinking of that Oberon Sour that you made some time ago. It's been, what, 3-4 years ago probably.
I think so.
And I still remember how good that was.
It was good, and this is good in a similar but different way.
It's a completely different drink than the previous drink. That oak finish, that rye bourbon oak finish on that gin really gives this drink some presence. You know you're drinking something special because it's sending all kinds of messages to your tongue that, hey, try to figure this one out.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. The first thing I get is the beer. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the beer cocktail. And then the gin comes in on the finish, and you get that, oh, yep, that's that gin that I really like.
Actually, I kind of had the reverse. I got that oaky taste first, the very first thing I got, and then the rest of it was that nice blend of the gin and the ale, the Oberon. No matter how you take it, that's a really nice drink, a really fine drink. Is this your adaptation, or did you discover this somewhere?
I think this drink is one of those parallel evolutions. It's floating around the internet from a whole lot of different sources, and I've used it with lots of different beers and lots of different gins.
But not necessarily with barrel-finished gin.
No, this definitely takes it to a new level.
Yeah, I like it. Well, cheers.
Cheers.